The Micro Language Lab, Learning the 6809, is a presentation of Green Mountain Micro.
And so you've arrived. This is the time for putting what you know about assembly language together with what you know about BASIC. I'll get right into it by reviewing how BASIC hands over control to a machine language program through the USR function and via the exec call. Exec is used for execution after a load from cassette, but exec is also the simplest and probably the best choice for including in a BASIC driver program for fast program speed. Exec is a direct transfer of control to the machine language subroutine where no attempt is made to pass along variable information of some kind. Exec, and that's spelled E-X-E-C, exec 12288, for example, departs from the BASIC program in progress and begins machine language execution at address 12288, that's hex 3000. The Morse code program, where the start and end of the message are fixed, and the game of life, which simply begins, need no more information than an execution address. In the game of life, exec 3200 provided the starting address, 3200 is hex 0C80, and told BASIC to relinquish control to the machine language program. That was it. Exec stores the address you provide in a memory location accessible to BASIC, so the next time you use exec, you need not specify an address. It will automatically use the last one until you change it. Also, the entire BASIC re-entry information is stored, so unless you've messed around with things in BASIC's direct page, all will be intact when your machine language program reaches its final RTS, return from subroutine. That does bring up the question of BASIC's direct page, and in fact, where you can store the machine language programs you will be writing. The back of your BASIC and EDTASM Plus manuals give you some information about how your computer's operating parameters are organized. Turn to page 63 of the EDTASM Plus book. Pay careful attention to the opening information on page 63. The manual states that when BASIC is in use, the direct page register is pointed to page 00. It notes that BASIC requires certain portions of this page as well as a little bit of page 01. Other portions here are marked can be used for machine language programs. Look at number 6 in the third column. Entitled User Memory, this is described as total space for user machine language routines. No space is reserved for this on startup, but this can be reset by the clear statement. Now, what about all this? How can you be confident that the program you place in memory will stay there? And how can you be confident that the program will be accessed as expected? How is memory protected from BASIC, and what does protected actually mean? And finally, how is your program protected from other machine language programs? Well, frankly, the answers to these questions depend on how you plan to use your software. If you're going to use only your own software for yourself and use your software with BASIC as you see described in the manuals, then you're safe. But consider, if you plan to use commercial software such as special printer drivers or communication programs or math routines or whatever, you run the risk of having your program conflict with that commercial program. If you plan to use a disk system, especially the RadioShack OS 9 or one of the more sophisticated systems, the memory mapping of these devices may alter the area you plan to use. And if you intend to write software to sell, you must expect that memory conflicts will arise with both other commercial software and the user's own software. And that's somewhat the converse of what I said earlier about conflicting with software you've written with your own software. So there are options. Now, I'm not offering any business advice if you plan to sell your software, but I can recommend that you make your commercial machine language programs position independent. Use the guidelines and approaches as presented in session 19. If your program must be position dependent for reasons of speed or memory economy, then provide it with a relocator. That's a companion machine language routine that will automatically rework the program to fit in another area of memory. Beyond those recommendations, you're on your own as a software business person. For more important programming, I'll stand by my position independence or relocation recommendations. Let me tell you how to make position independence work for you on the color computer, after you've already written the position independent software, of course. Here's how. In your assembly listing, place the origin at 0000. You can do that by specifically typing org 0000 for reference, or by leaving out the org statement entirely in your source code. The assembler assumes 0000 if you don't specify otherwise. Save the source program to tape, and also assemble and save the object code. When you want to run this machine language program, you load it using the command cloadm. If the program's name is blurb, for example, you would normally type cloadm blurb. With position-independent programs, you need something more. You need an offset address, an address which is added to the cloadm'd address to produce a resultant location in memory where the program's going to be stored. For example, if the program you need to load into memory begins at 12288, hex 3000, you would type cloadm, quote, blurb, quote, comma, 12288, or cloadm, quote, blurb, quote, comma, ampersand H 3000. The program will add up your origin, which was not specified or was specified at 0000, and the offset address you've just typed in the cloadm statement, 3000, and begin loading the program into that area of memory. Since your origin is at 0000, then the offset address turns out to be the same as the loading address. And since the program is position independent, it can start running as soon as you type exec. To clarify this, I've got a brief object program coming up. All this program does is load a short ASCII message into memory. The source program goes like this. You can glance in the book. Line 100 is FCC. The message is here. And then line 110 is AND. After I assemble this, I will have nothing but a group of 19 bytes on the resulting tape. The lack of a specified origin means that the assembler will place those 19 bytes beginning at address 0000. The program coming up next is dumped to tape 10 times. Its name is text. So if you want to see this message, what you want to type is cloadm text, comma, 1024. This will load the message to the first space on the video screen. Then try any location on the screen and see where the subsequent 9 messages come into view. Remember that the normal screen is mapped from 0400 to 0600. That's 1024 to 1535 decimal. So to see the whole message, your offset addresses should be in that range. So try these 10 messages. I'll be back with a description of what memory is free and how to use it.
Programs number 31A through 31J are object code programs. Turn this tape off until you are ready to load the programs. Turn the tape off now.
What you've just done is load blocks of binary information into memory. Since the binary information was saved to tape with a loading address of 0000, the offset addresses you specified in your cloadm command became the actual loading addresses for the binary data. Such position-independent programs can naturally be moved as often as you wish. The next question, then, is where do you put the programs? There are four places in your computer's read-write memory for convenient storage of machine language programs. You may store this binary data in low memory as provided in the computer memory map. You can store it in high memory protected from BASIC. You can store it in high-resolution graphics memory, and finally inside a BASIC program line. I'll do each in turn now. Storing a program in low memory is not safe from 0000 to 0069. These are 106 bytes called free, and there is also a so-called free memory block at 0115 to 0119, which is 5 bytes, and a block of 53 bytes from 011D to 0151. None of this is safe for program storage. Just don't use it. The EdTASM book's phrase, can be used by machine language programs, means that you can store data here while your machine language program is underway. When you return to BASIC, especially if your machine language program is an integral part of a running BASIC program, the information BASIC needs in low memory is likely to be altered. However, with one of the excellent detailed color computer memory maps that have been published, you can learn how and when low memory is used by BASIC. So for now, your rule of thumb about low memory is don't. There are three remaining options, and with only a few reservations, all of these options are good ones. They are high memory, high-resolution graphics memory, and memory inside a BASIC program. Storing programs in graphics memory is easy and reasonably safe. PClear is BASIC's way of reserving high-resolution graphics memory, and PClear 1 is the smallest amount of graphics reserved memory allowed. PClear 1 allows 1,536 bytes of memory from 0600 to 0BFF, to be used for storing a machine language program. There are two major caveats to this process. Most obvious is the fact that you can't use high-resolution graphics if you choose this method. Since this memory is intended to be a graphics screen, any graphics command risks damaging the stored program. The other warning is the poke often used on memory location 25, where the PClear number of pages is stored. Since PClear 0 is not allowed in BASIC, a poke to that location has been popularly used to free up a little extra memory. But by doing that, you'll wipe out the graphics screen and the machine language program along with it. So, in summary, use graphics memory for your program only if you can be absolutely sure BASIC will not be using high-resolution graphics commands. The most popular mode of storing binary code is by placing it in protected high memory. BASIC is specifically set up to allow this use, and I consider it wisest to follow those recommendations when all other considerations seem equal. Protecting high memory is an easy task. The BASIC clear statement is used for this. The clear statement performs three functions. Clear, all by itself, resets all BASIC variables and arrays. Clear, followed by one number, as in clear 200. Sets aside space for BASIC's string functions. And finally, clear, followed by two numbers, as in clear 200, 14,000, sets aside string space as well as creates a boundary beyond which BASIC may not trespass. In the case of my example, clear 200, 14,000, memory locations 14,000, that's hex 36B0, and above, are not used by BASIC. It's as if your computer only had 14,000 bytes of memory instead of 16,384 for a 16K machine or 32,768 for a 32K machine. The only commands that will affect this memory are poke, which can change any RAM location or port address, and cloadm, which will attempt to load its data to the specified address whether memory is present there or not. Here's how it works. If you have a 400-byte machine language program which you want to store in high memory of a 16K computer, you first determine if the program is position-independent. If you wrote the program, then you'll know for sure. Otherwise, read the documentation for help. Assuming you know that the program will load and run in those top 400 bytes, you can subtract 400 from the highest memory location in the 16K computer. 16383, the highest location, minus 400 is 5983. Then you'll need to determine if whatever basic program you're about to run will need more or less string space. The space allotted at power-up is 200 bytes. With that in mind, construct the clear statement in the form of clear string space, comma, memory barrier. To protect 400 bytes and have the normal amount of string space, you would enter clear 200, comma, 15983. Clear 200, 200 is the string space, 15983, which is the memory barrier. Memory is protected and you are ready to CLODAM your machine language program or other binary data. For more information on clear, use your basic manuals. The final method of placing a binary program into memory is called the in-string or string packing method. This technique was first popularized on the classic TRS-80 Model 1 and remains a favorite for short, position-independent programs. Keep in mind that this isn't a universal technique. It expects certain features found only on Microsoft's dialect of BASIC. Microsoft wrote the BASIC for the Radio Shack Color computer. To understand string packing, you have to do a little rethinking about BASIC itself. The BASIC you're most familiar with is a programming language. You don't often think of a BASIC program as anything but what it represents, but a BASIC program is something different from what it represents. It is something that fills memory, and something that fills memory is binary information. A machine language program is binary information. If both a BASIC program and a machine language program are binary information, can they coexist in a single format? Don't think about the source code now. Think about the binary code and consider that BASIC has at least two situations in which it does not tamper with or interpret information as part of a program. In other words, there are two situations in which BASIC doesn't mess with what you type. One is after a remark statement, REM, and the other is inside the quotation marks of a string. One of these two situations is of special value. Recall the last lesson when I talked about floating point arithmetic. I mentioned a basic command called variable pointer, or VARPTR. The command variable pointer points not only to floating point numbers, it points to any variable. So type enter and run this one-line program. Here it comes. 10. A string, that's a dollar sign, equals, quote, these are 31, and write that out, 30-1 characters, end quote. The line again is 10. A string equals, quote, these are 31 characters, end quote. For exactly the typing details, look in the book. Once you've got that entered, just run that one-line program. You can then ask for variable pointer A string. Type print VARPTR parentheses A dollar sign close parentheses and hit enter. That's print VARPTR parentheses A dollar sign close parentheses enter. The computer will report 7726. At memory location 7726, then, is information about A string, 5 bytes of it. In your reading of the Extended Color BASIC manual for the last session, you may recall that the first byte of a string variable's variable pointer is the length of the string, and the third and fourth bytes are the address of the first character in the string. And there is the clue. The third and fourth bytes of this descriptive information in variable pointer are the address of the first character of the string. If you create a string of the correct length, and if you know where the string is in memory, and if you are confident that BASIC won't mess with the strings as they appear in the program lines, and it won't, and if, at last, you don't plan to use that variable for any other purpose within the program, then you can safely store a machine language program within the quotation marks. I wish you could type just such a program right into the string, and you can't. And because you need 256 possible bytes for your machine language program, and unfortunately only 96 of those possible bytes can be typed from the keyboard. So you have to sort of go in the back door here. The key to the back door is right there in the mailbox, fortunately. You use the variable pointer VARPTR to find out where a string sits in memory. You take a listing of your program in hexadecimal bytes, and you poke them, one at a time, into the place occupied by a string. You could poke bytes one at a time by hand, but there are easier ways. I have a program to show you the details. List it, but don't run it yet. Don't run it until I'm back with you on this tape.
Find program number 32 in the book and follow the instructions. This is a basic program. Turn this tape off until you are ready to load the program. Turn the tape off now. You should have loaded a basic program. List this program and compare it to program number 32. If it appears correct, please continue with this tape. Otherwise, rewind to the program listing and try again.
List this program. Notice that a string is 14 characters long in this example. And notice that in lines 140 through 150 are a group of what look like hexadecimal numbers, presented as data statements. And following them is a short routine to read, convert, and poke them in place. The program, which you can hand disassemble, that is, convert from hex to source code, simply fills the screen with any character you input. Look at these statements. A equals variable pointer a string. B equals peak a plus 2. C equals peak a plus 3. D equals B times ampersand H 100 plus C. Then def user 0 equals D. There are 10 user USR calls allowed by BASIC, user 0 through user 9, meaning you have up to 10 different machine language programs possible. Def user, define user, identifies for BASIC the starting address of the machine language program. In this case, the program is stored in a string itself, so variable A finds variable pointer a string in the program, where it says A equals VARPTR a string. Then variables B and C obtain the two address bytes where a string can be found. B equals peak a plus 2 and C equals peak a plus 3. Since BASIC's workings are in decimal, you can't just dip in and pull out a 16-bit address. You've got to combine the most significant byte with the least significant byte to get a result. In case you hadn't thought of it this way before, you'll notice that in hexadecimal, the most significant byte is always 100 hex times the least significant byte. So the resulting address is hex 100 times B plus C. All of this could be combined into the complicated-looking formula def user 0 equals ampersand H100 times peak variable pointer A string plus 2 plus peak variable pointer A string plus 3. Well, no matter how you write it, it defines where the machine language program starts. At some point, go back and review the details of how you find the address information from variable pointer. But for now, run the program. It will automatically break in 160. List the program and have a look at A string. It looks longer now, it isn't actually, and seems to be garbage. Type and enter print a string. Print a string. There you have a peculiar and quite different result. Recall many lessons past when I said that a single 8-bit word of memory had to serve many purposes. Now you see some of them. You have a machine language program stored inside a string's quotation marks. When you print it, it looks like graphics and ASCII characters. When you list it, it looks like basic commands. Well, what is it? Well, it's still your machine language program, but the print routine doesn't know that. The basic print routine thinks it's a string to print. On the other hand, the basic list routine thinks you somehow stuffed basic commands inside those quotation marks? Well, you can ponder that on your own and at some point turn to the appendix and have a look at that. I'm going to get back to the program now. You've already run this program, so type and enter CONT, continue. CONT, enter. The prompt asks you for a value from 0 to 255. Enter any value. The screen fills with your character and returns to basic. Nothing new here. You've seen that before. The machine language program is at work. Try more. Each time, the screen fills almost instantly. Now, tap break and list this program again. Notice in line 170 that the program inputs variable Q, and in line 180, the command N equals user 0 Q is encountered. The variable Q is passed to the machine language program, which converts it and uses it to fill the screen. And there you have it. Variable pointer used to find a string in a basic program. The machine language program packed into that string. Def user, define user, set to point to the start of the program packed into the string. And the user command executing the program. That's one of the slickest methods ever devised. Now, there are just a few warnings here. First, be careful not to use the variable over again in the program. It won't erase where the machine language program is, nor its contents, but at some point, either the basic or the machine language might end up misinformed about where things are, and just everything will just kind of crash. Secondly, save the program before running it. And once you've run the lines containing A string and all the pokes, don't run past them again. Here's why. There are two hexadecimal values that can't appear in the string. One of them is hex 22, and the other one is hex 00. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks it's reached the end of the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as its end-of-line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks at the end of it's reached the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as end of its line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks at the end of it's reached the line. Again, the 0. 00 is a special byte used by BASIC as end of its line pointer. So when it sees 00, BASIC thinks